Faith is like a plug you plug into an AC outlet. God has the power that is needed to power you up, just as the AC outlet has the power to power your electronic devices. But if you do not plug into God through faith, His power will not be available to you, just as it will not be available to your electronic device if you don't plug it in. Anytime doubt occurs, it's just as if you have taken a knife and cut the electric cord connected to the plug. In Isaiah chapter 7, God sent Isaiah to the king of Judah to tell him that the armies of his enemies gathered against him would not succeed. But in verse 7, God gave King Ahaz a caveat. God told him, "Unless your faith is firm, I cannot make you stand firm." This is corroborated by Hebrews 11:6, which says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." God's power is not available to you in an atmosphere of doubt. Not because the power is not there, but because your connection to it has been cut. Hence, James 1:6-7 says, "When you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord." Remember that God wanted to help King Ahaz overcome his challenges, just like He wants to help you overcome your present challenges. But just like God told King Ahaz, He's also telling you, "Unless your faith is firm, I cannot make you stand." My name is Renner Mokri. I'm the author of the book, Sean Piking, No Shortcuts to God, available at Barnes & Noble's and all fine bookstores.
This message was brought to you by Truth FM. For more information, visit truthfmlive.com.